Chapter 18. To Forget and to Remember. My awareness was larger now, so large it seemed to take in the entire universe. Have you ever listened to a song on a static-filled radio station? You get used to it. Then someone adjusts the dial, and you hear the same song in its full clarity. How could you have failed to notice how dim, how far away, how entirely untrue to the original it was before? Of course, that's how the mind works. Humans are built to adapt. I'd explained to my patients many times that this or that discomfort would lessen, or at least seem to lessen, as their bodies and brains adapted to the new situation. Something goes on long enough, and your brain learns to ignore it, or work around it, or just to treat it as normal. But our limited earthly consciousness is far from simply normal, and I was getting my first illustration of this as I traveled ever deeper to the very heart of the core. I still remembered nothing of my earthly past, and yet I was not the less for this. Even though I'd forgotten my life down here, I had remembered who I really and truly was out there. I was a citizen of a universe staggering in its vastness and complexity, and ruled entirely by love. In an almost eerie way, my discoveries beyond the body echoed the lessons I had learned just a year earlier through reconnecting with my birth family. Ultimately, none of us are orphans. We are all in the position I was, in that we have other family, beings who are watching and looking out for us, beings we have momentarily forgotten, but who, if we open ourselves to their presence, are waiting to help us navigate our time here on Earth. None of us are ever unloved. Each and every one of us is deeply known and cared for by a Creator who cherishes us beyond any ability we have to comprehend. That knowledge must no longer remain a secret.